4 minutes after 10 o'clock, and I'm going to introduce you to a couple people that I think have done a pretty remarkable thing. The Fairchild Challenge nationally fosters interest in the environment by encouraging teens to investigate and devise imaginative and effective responses related to the environment and to take action on different levels of environmental issues through a menu of challenges. And the general challenge this time was intergenerational interviews. And we have two of the winners here with us, Alicia Ferrilli, who attends Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy, and Chrissy Feigen, I hope I got that right, from North Allegheny Senior High School. I should have said that with great command, and there wouldn't have been any doubt after that came out of my mouth. But Chrissy Feigen, good morning.
Good morning.
And we'll start with you, and we'll get Alicia into the conversation soon. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I'm a senior at North Allegheny High School, and I will be going to George Mason University next year for environmental science. I really enjoy everything outside. This project was presented to us by our teacher, my environmental teacher at the high school, and it's backed by our goal department there too. So I had two great mentors to help me through the paper and editing and giving suggestions, which is really great for them to help me out. I also got to work on some other projects, and we really enjoyed all the time that we got to spend learning about the environment this year.
And what got you interested in environmental science as a field of study?
It has a lot to do with what I wrote in my paper, actually. I've been camping since I was 6 months old, and boating every summer, and skiing, and everything outside. And my dad's side of the family was very involved outdoors. They rode dirt bikes, they hiked, they did everything, kind of found their entertainment outside. So I like to think that was passed on to me. And I really just enjoy, I find my true happiness when I'm outside. So I thought, why not do something to help future generations be able to experience what I did?
Well, that's great. Now, before I forget, you mentioned a teacher, and that is who?
Mr. Peelin is the honors environmental teacher at North Allegheny, and Mrs. Will is the goal teacher there.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I would love to say hi to them. They were great, and I've had a lot of good experiences with them this year. They both have taught me a lot. I'd also like to thank both of my parents, and especially my dad, for the interview, and also my grandpa, who passed away last summer, but he was my dad's father, and he helped a lot with all of the outdoor activities and all of the stories he told us about my father and his four siblings outside.
Oh, that's terrific. Now, we'll get to those stories in a moment, but let's turn to Alicia Ferrilli. Hello.
Hi.
And are you also a senior?
I'm actually a junior.
And you're at Pittsburgh Science and Technology Academy.
Yes.
And that is a relatively new school, right?
Yeah, it started my ninth grade year, so I'm like the first class to graduate there next year.
I thought that was the case. And where were you before the school came into being?
I was in middle school. So
you will have gone through it all 4 years.
Yeah, I was actually in Southbrook.
Great. Do you know that Dr. Lane has decided you don't have to go to school as early as was predicted? That was just released yesterday. Pittsburgh Public Schools was going to make its bus schedules considerably early. And she's a good listener. She heard that. Perhaps that's not such a good thing. It's probably in today's paper, but I'm glad you're aware of that. So tell me a little bit about your involvement in the contest.
Well, my environmental teacher at my high school, Miss Ellie, I love her so much. She, we've been doing these whole challenges all year. And this one about the essay came up, and I love writing and just everything about it. So I decided to do it, and I did it on my grandma. And I was actually going to do it on my grandpa, but he also passed away last year. And that's about it.
That's remarkable. And I guess my grandfather's passed away roughly when I was, well, when I was younger, but my dad's dad passed away when I was in high school as well, around the same time. But it's interesting that both of your grandfathers inspired you, and that they both passed away around the same time. Anybody else you would like to acknowledge in addition to the teachers you mentioned?
Just my school for being there for me, like, all the time, all the teachers, and a lot of my friends who are probably listening right now.
Well, hello to them. And if they're not listening live now, they'll hear you back online later at neighborhoodvoices.org. Have you thought about college or life after high school yet?
Yeah, I'm trying to go to Penn State for writing and education.
Great. Well, I'm going to turn back to Chrissy. You interviewed your dad, it sounds like.
Yes.
And tell me what that was like. How did you do it?
Sure. Well, the interview, I would say, has been ongoing for years. One of our favorite things to do at, like, family reunions was hear about all of the crazy stories about my dad and his family, because they had such an interesting childhood. With my grandpa would tell us stories about just times they would go dirt bike riding, and my father and his brother almost, like, burnt down a field once, like, playing, and they did all sorts of crazy stuff when they were little. So I kind of use different stories that I've heard over the years, in addition to what grandpas have told me and uncles, and, you know, all of the stories are all over the place. I don't know what's true anymore, but it was nice to kind of just get down to the details. And it was also nice to see how my love of the environment has come through my family, because it was one of those things where it's not that common that these days for girls to, like, want to go out and, like, play in the mud and get dirty and whatever. So it was nice to find out, like, through the family line how that came about.
That's really good and really important. I mean, a very good friend of mine, Joe Kennedy, says your family history is your birthright, and you do, you know, have that obligation and opportunity to understand the people who came before you. And, you know, not a lot of boys play in the mud or as much anymore as they used to either. Now, when you did your interview, did you record it or take notes or just purely listen?
It's all from memory.
Yeah.
I've heard the stories, like, over and over again. And it's also, I wrote a lot in my paper, maybe not as much as what he said, as much as what I've observed with the family.
Now, neither of you brought your papers here, I don't think, which is fine. I'd love to hear some of it if it's handy. Is it out? Oh, great. Well, while you're getting that, I'm going to turn over to, oh, you've got it right there. Sorry, Alicia. We'll get back to you, I promise. It's 13 after 10 o'clock. We're saluting the winners of the latest Fairchild Challenge. And you can read a passage or all of it. I'll leave that up to you. And while you're thinking about it, I'll just let you know that these two women each wrote a paper based on interviewing a family member and about the environment and their relationship to the environment, and then wrote a paper that I think connected their family members' interest along with their own interest. And actually, I'm going to turn back to you, Alicia, and it's fine that you don't have a paper with you to read. After you mentioned how much you love to write, and I'm curious, it's outside of the scope of the Fairchild Challenge, but when did you develop that passion? Do you remember? I know for me, I remember I probably discovered in 10th grade that I really, really loved writing.
I think I first started loving writing when I was probably in 9th grade, because I was at this whole new school, and I found this teacher, my English teacher, and her name is Miss Marshall, and I love her so much. And she, like, helps me through everything. She gives me books. She, like, corrects my papers. She's just one of the greatest teachers ever. And I think through her, I've, like, learned more about myself and learned how to write and, like, make it my own.
That's good. And now you had her in 9th grade?
Yeah, I have her all all year, like 9th, 10th, 11th.
Oh, she loops with you. That's fantastic. Yeah. That's a great technique, isn't it? Will you have her senior year?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really terrific. What kinds of things do you like to write?
I actually love poetry a lot.
Well, sometime I hope, and actually let Ms. Marshall know that we have young writers on all the time in this very hour, reading things that they wrote or sometimes spontaneously doing spoken word. Now, one might find it curious that Pittsburgh Science and Technology High School has such a great writing instructor. Are you going there due to its location, or do you also have interest in science and technology?
Well, the school is four different concentrations. It's engineering, environment, like medical, and then computers. And I go there for the environmental class.
I see.
But I've also like connected with a lot of other teachers.
Well, that's great. And what spawned your interest in the environment?
My teacher probably. She like taught us all about the environment. We would go out every Friday. And also these Fairchild challenges. I've also really liked them.
That's good. You should let, if you haven't already, the Fairchild people know that. They would really appreciate knowing that, because the challenges from their perspective are pretty hard to pull off across all these different schools. I got interested, both of you might, I doubt you know, but I have a lot of experience in the environmental field and did a lot of work as an environmental engineer. And for me, it was the amazing intersection between technology and society and nature, and how complicated some of those issues are to address. And I kind of liked that part of it. So I asked Chrissy a little bit ago if she could pull a little bit from her paper. So this is a paper you wrote that talks a little bit about your dad and you and the results of the interview you did on the environment.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to read just one of the paragraphs about my grandfather. Since my grandpa was the typical country man, he filled his children's lives with outdoor adventure and appreciation for nature. My dad and his brothers started hunting at a very young age. Every year we would look forward to the first day of hunting season. It was the best way to spend time with dad, and it was always a competition to see who would get the first deer, says my dad. The hunting tradition continued, and all Feigen sons have taught it to their children, myself included. Of course, like all great traditions, the Feigen men continue hunting today. Up until my grandpa became ill, all four sons and he would take an annual hunting trip for the opening weekend of buck season. My uncles would travel from North Carolina, Georgia, or wherever they were currently living to meet up at my great uncle's farm in Punxsutawney, PA. My dad anxiously awaited this weekend every year because of the family bonding time. I remember him coming home every year with a scraggly beard, the scent of pine and earth, and an exceptionally good mood.
That's really, really well done. I want to thank you and congratulate you both. Is there anything else you'd like to mention that I may have missed? I know we're coming so close to the end of the school year, too. This is probably the last challenge, right? I'm not sure if there's another one or not. I suspect it's the last challenge.
Yeah.
Is there another one coming up still?
Yeah, there was. It was the last one a couple weeks ago. There was you had to make birdhouses. Well, not birdhouses, but we made birdhouses. But it was you had to do something in your community that you could also do at your community and school, and you had to like connect them. And we actually made birdhouses and bird feeders that we're going to put in Oakland.
Awesome. What do you make them out of?
Well, our school, I told you about the engineering.
Yeah.
So we actually got wood that was like reclaimed wood. And we painted them, and we used the engineering tools to help make the birdhouses.
Nice. When you say engineering tools, physical tools?
Like saws and...
Oh, cool. Okay, so that's pretty neat. And have you participated in any other challenges?
We do all of them, so, like, yeah.
You personally? So yeah. What are some of the other ones you did?
You had to make a backpack logo. I know that. I can't remember any of them. They were all at the beginning of the year.
I remember that, and I remember...
There was a photography one.
Was there a musical or to... I know...
It was a play or a musical music video.
About food and nutrition, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember that, and I remember the backpack and the photography, in fact, because we've had people on all of them. You did some others as well?
Yes, they were all a requirement for the environmental class. The most recent one, the one with the, you could pick to involve the environment with your community, your home, or your school. So my group from my environmental class and I chose to do the school. So we found a bunch of different photography pictures taken by different people in our school, and we blew them up and made a collage, and we put that on our wall. And underneath, we found three recycling bins. And it was really great because my group was very well-rounded, so we had the photographers, and we had a carpenter who built the tops of the recycling bins. And we had one for paper, one for plastic, and one for compost. So he built, like, a long rectangle for the paper one and a circle for the bottles ones. And then we had an artist in my group who did an amazing job decorating each one of them. So the recycling bottles had like an open mouth and was like all decorated very pretty, and it attracted a lot of attention. We put it in the middle of our cafeteria.
I think that's actually really effective to have good tools to illustrate recycling. That was just changed here. You may have noticed it in the area right outside of the theater, and there's pictures of what belongs in what bin. It helps me. I think it was put there mostly for children, but it helps me remember what goes where and how to separate things.
Yeah.
So, anything else either of you want to mention? It's been really nice to have you here.
I guess I would just like to say thank you to everyone at FIPS who sponsors this contest, because it is a really great way to get people involved. And I know even kids at my school who aren't in the environmental class still participate in some of these projects, and everyone does a great job.
Yeah, I think you'll continue, both of you, to spread the word. And the voice you just heard was that of Chrissy Fogg and Alicia Ferrelli. Anything else?
I just want to say thank you to all my environmental class, and they've been really great working on all these projects together, and especially the 9th graders and the 10th graders, because we all have our own environmental class, and I just want to say thanks to my teacher for putting all hard work into this.
Great. Thanks. Good luck in your senior year
ahead
and the rest of this year, and good luck at George Mason.
Thank you. I hope
you have a successful time there. It's now 22 and a half minutes.